Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Conversations with My Dog, with me, Marnie Jahangiri. This is the show where we talk about the impact that dogs have on our lives and the role they play. Now, this episode is a little different. This special episode is all about my ideal Christmas. This is not hosted by me, but by Mark from the Baffled podcast. And I tell you all about, well, all about Madonna, George Michael, my wishes, my dreams, and of course, my biggest wish for 2021. I hope you enjoy this special episode of All I Want for Christmas.
Hello, and thank you for finding this very special Christmas podcast series, All I Want for Christmas. Whether you found us by accident because you just wanted a little bit of Mariah Carey, I mean, we did deliberately, come on. Or you have found us deliberately, thank you. You are very welcome to the podcast. My name is Mark. I'm a third of a podcast called Baffled Normally. Once described as the most confusing 40 minutes of my life, yet I still loved it in a weird way. Yeah, that was from my mum. Anyway, for the Christmas season, I'm on loan to this podcast series where we're inviting other podcasters that we love and adore on here to curate their perfect Christmas day. And my guest today from the incredible podcast Conversations with My Dog, which just launched, is Marnie Jahangiri. Marnie, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark. I'm very good. Woof, woof, woof.
Rob is there, very tired, been traveling through Europe. So the very first question for you, Marnie, what is your relationship with Christmas? Are you a massive Christmas person, or you just kind of take it in your stride when it comes around every year?
Oh my God. I the problem with Christmas is I have very high expectations. Christmas can always be something like, it's a hit and miss. Sometimes it's amazing and sometimes it's a bloody nightmare, if I may say so. Mm. I think it has a lot to do with family expectations and things like that, because usually Christmas is home in Switzerland. And that hasn't always been the case, because it's a big deal to travel with Robbie to Switzerland and then go all the way up across the Calais Euro Tunnel all the way back. It's a big thing. So you have to go for 14 days, otherwise it's not worth it. But anyway, no, Christmas is I'm a big Christmas person. It's a big deal for me. And I don't know why I make such a big deal about it. It's like it has to always be perfect. The food has to be perfect. The harmony has to be perfect. And usually it ends up having a massive row between me and my dad. So it's like, the less expectations I have, the better it becomes.
Okay. And so you said normally it would be Switzerland for you. Obviously 2020 is a very different year.
Yeah.
What are your plans this year?
This year, my plans is pre-Christmas, before we have another lockdown, in tier three, to go to many pubs, have as much fun as possible. I know this is not very health and safety and all this, but to see as many people as I can, like literally see every, go down Brick Lane, go down every area in London. I just want to see central London. I just want to get the vibe. Go out. And then my friend, I am working on the 24th until 9 o'clock in the evening. I am an essential worker at Planet Organics. So I'm selling turkeys. And on the 25th, my friend is cooking for, I'm not allowed to say how many households, two?
two, yeah. Let's go with two.
And of course, there's going to be turkey and then vegan turkey. And she's doing three different people that are, you know.
That's That's going all the way, doing three different versions of it to accommodate for everyone. I like that.
She's amazing. She's from Bhutan. It's close to Tibet. And she just cooks. Mm. She just cooks. She's beautiful. She just cooks and she's beautiful. She looks like Nigella Lawson, yeah? But the Bhutan version,
yeah.
Tibetan version. Nicer looking, more sophisticated.
You found yourself a gem there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'm very excited about this. Obviously, I will miss my family, but that's just what it is.
Now, the good news is we don't have to dwell on the missing of the family in this one because we are going to create your perfect Christmas. So this can be whatever Christmas you want it to be.
Oh, wow.
And if I said to you, you can have your perfect Christmas, you can pick any little thing you want, where would you pick for that Christmas to be? Would it be back home in Switzerland or would it be anywhere else in the world?
Ideally, it would be between London and Switzerland. So basically, if I could be in two parallel worlds, it would be, maybe we can do that on Zoom. Do you know? Oh, I got an idea. Okay, I'll just bring my family into London. So I would like to have my family ideally here around a big table. Yeah. So they can enjoy the British version of Christmas, which I prefer. Why? Because my mum's from Hackney. She's a born and bred Londoner. And for her, Christmas is fun. It's joyous. It's loud. It's entertaining. And in Switzerland, it's very, very subdued and quiet. So if I could merge,
oh, really?
Yeah. So if I could bring, wait a second. So if I could bring the Swiss Alps over here, the fresh air, the cows, and then have the noise and the sound and the vibration of the British Christmas atmosphere. You know, do you see what I mean? Like, I just merge the two worlds.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
I think we can find somewhere. I don't know, maybe like Sussex, Surrey way to put the Alps. It'll be fine. There's probably enough room around there. We'll just bring them over, fly them over, dump them in Sussex and Surrey for the week. It'll be fine. I can't see any issues with that at all.
But you've just given me a great idea because on Zoom, you know, Zoom really does allow the worlds to collide or to open because you can bring your family into the Christmas dinner with the laptop, right? I mean, you can.
Well, exactly.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's done before. Everything's been done this year.
Just get, just different families and different laptops. Just have various laptops around the table. You can imagine you're there with everyone.
Incredible. And then you can get everybody's dogs around the globe. It's a bit like my doga classes. It's really funny when I do doga. All the dogs are from all around the world are joining in a yoga class. And they're from Finn, the one dog is into the camera and then Robbie looks into the camera and they're all doing their yoga. It's odd, isn't it? It's just, it's actually not impossible nowadays. It's incredible. One more thing. My ultimate dream would be to have Ricky Gervais joining us at the dinner table because I want to interview him next year. That's my, I always think he would be funny around Christmas to make cracks and jokes.
I imagine he's a good, fun person to have at Christmas.
I imagine too.
Because he kind of epitomizes all British Christmas values. That he's up for fun, but he'll still be a little grumpy about it the whole time.
Yeah.
And that is the most British way to spend Christmas.
It's perfect. It's actually what everybody else does around the globe. They're epitomizing and being grumpy about, I mean, you should see the Swiss. Oh my God. Do you know what's happening in Switzerland? We're having a lockdown in Switzerland. Yippee-doo-pee-doo. So the Swiss are really...
Over Christmas.
Yeah. You know, the Swiss, everything is always to a T. Everything is perfect there. To the tablecloth, to the cutlery, to everything. You know, everything has to be perfect in Switzerland. And they're now locking down. So they're going to be grumpy. They're going to be grumpy, the Swiss.
They're going to be doing it the true British way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's all they're doing. They saw the Brits do Christmas once and went, how can we make everyone in Switzerland grumpy at Christmas like the Brits? They have a great time. Exactly. Lockdown. That'll do it.
Crazy. But I don't want to talk about the C word. I don't.
No,
I hate
let's
it.
Not talk about that. Let's focus back on the perfect Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's the C word we are allowed to use.
Absolutely.
How early does the build up start for you?
Now, today, I'm going out to Bond Street today, and I want to go into Selfridges, my favorite store, which is dog friendly, and I just want to look at all the decorations. I want to see all the shoppers, and just collide with people and rub shoulders and then go down Marylebone and have a drink with friends. So I'm starting today, basically.
Nice. That sounds like a good start as well. Yeah. That's a good, solid start to Christmas.
Yeah, Selfridges is for, I think it's for everybody and every doggy. That's the great thing. What I love about Selfridges is that they do not stop you with your dog. So you can put your dog in a bag. You can lift your dog, even if it's a Rottweiler. You can walk in with your dog on your arm and walk in. And they love Robbie. Everyone wants to stroke him. It's just his store, really.
Now, for those who don't know, describe Robbie for us.
Well, he is an essential working dog. He is the perfect yoga dog. He's been teaching dog yoga with me for 8 years. We've been running classes. Robbie is a Maltese Terrier, and he can pee on cue. So his talent, he was on Britain's Got Talent. Everyone knows Robbie. Everyone knows that moment he peed in David Walliams' shoes on cue. He's a peer. He wees for Britain. I mean, literally, he just cocks his leg wherever he goes and he wees. It's terrible. It's really bad. And, you know, I do have nappy pants and I have everything, but it's just, it doesn't stop. Everything is about cocking legs. And Robbie is 8 years old. Maltese Terrier is the little white kind of lap dog. You know, he can sit on my lap and sit in yoga poses with me and everything. What else can I say about Robbie? He's just very, very special. He's a senior citizen. He's middle-aged. He's a bit grump.
I mean, the worrying thing is that, you know, if he is a senior citizen, I'm fairly certain they start peeing more regular. So, you know, just watch out for that one. Now, let's get back to Christmas stuff.
Yes.
And Christmas decorations. Are you a OTT super cheesy? Are you classy? Are you minimal? What does your house look like over Christmas?
It's terrible. I'm so minimalistic. I am. It's because let's get the violin out. You know, I am single. Okay? I'm single. I live with a dog. If I get a great Christmas tree, Robbie's going to pee up against the tree. So, you know, all I do, I'm just not a handy person, handcraft type. If I had kids or I had a partner who's into Christmas, you know, I would do it for them. It gives me joy. But because it's just for me, I just buy like the smallest tree and I go to Sainsbury's and I get the cheapest light bulb and lights. Like, I know, and I go to Tiger as well. They have really good decorations. So it's very minimal, very practical. Just something. And because I've never really had people over in my one bedroom, one studio apartment. So I always go to other people. Yeah. So I expect for other people to sort it out, all this. And then I can just, you know, watch other people's trees or enjoy them. But yeah, I actually this year I want to make an effort. I really want to make an effort because I've been locked in for so long.
Just need a different view.
And I've made friends with the wall, the left wall, the right wall, and the back wall and everything. And I feel like I owe my apartment a Christmas tree. I need to be my own space to celebrate my own space and solidarity. So I think I will make a bigger effort this year. Definitely.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
What about you?
One of those where you kind of go, I love a Christmas tree. And it has to be real. I've got to get a real Christmas tree because it just smells so good. I mean, I'm a big Christmas fan. So I'm Christmas tree. I'm a decent sized Christmas tree, but then I'm not too much on top of that. I'm not like, you know, draping tinsel everywhere I can and, you know, putting extra light, you know. A tree will do me. That's kind of, it's a tree and then like maybe a few Christmas ornaments or such around the, you know, around the house. But otherwise, I would say fairly stripped back. But I always need a bit of Christmas. It needs to be there early. Start of December.
I just
need it.
Yeah.
Start of December. I always feel like I just need it.
See, in Switzerland, tradition is, and it's, listen to, now this is serious. It's bad luck if you buy a tree a week before Christmas. So, no, wait a second. But it's bad luck if you buy a tree a week beforehand, before Christmas. So a week before Christmas, you can get a tree. But anything before that, no. That's bad luck. That's really bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's a sin. No, I'm joking.
I think I got my tree about the 6th of December this year.
Yeah, that's...
It was around that.
That's fair. No,
and that I know was late for a lot of people as well. Because like so many of my friends had it pretty much, I think what, the 30th or the 29th or 30th of November was what, a weekend, I think. So I think a lot of people went November this year for getting their tree.
I think so, because they just want to get it over and done with, right? 2020, just want to get it over and done. They want to get it like, come on, let's move. Let's push this 2021
Christmas
forward.
Is the light at the end of the tunnel.
I know.
The nice shining sparkly lights that are going up and down and green and red.
Absolutely.
They're flashing there. Everyone's like, just get there.
Just get there. I think some people started in August actually to prepare for Christmas. They probably just started, you know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But it is nice.
Something to focus on.
Absolutely. Now, when I was in Zurich, I walked around the city centre, and it's very old school, kind of like Stockholm, you know, really cobble, yeah, what do you call it, roads and things, old Roman.
Yeah,
and then those little, and the church bells and the mulled wine. I was drinking so much mulled wine. And there was trees and lights around, and they're not flashy, you know, in Switzerland. It's very subdued, just a few lights. We don't do the bling. But there was something very nice to prepare towards. And it brings back, obviously, childhood memories. Your whole childhood comes back. And the joy and the expectations, you know. I think it's really important that we have a roundup to something. We need it as humans. We need something to remember to enclose or close up or finish off or, I don't know, get on with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I know what you mean. In Zurich, is there a lot of like Christmas markets and such around, or is that?
Yes, they were open. They were open. Lots of Christmas markets, full of Christmas markets. Yes.
That's the thing I'm missing this year. That's the thing that I feel is sad. We don't, obviously I understand why we don't have it, but that's the thing I think is sad this year, because that always gets you, you know, putting your big woolly hat on, getting a cup of mulled wine and just wandering around the Christmas market going, oh, I wouldn't pay for that, but still going, oh, I could do though. Like, that's Christmas.
That's
what Christmas is. Walking around especially in Britain, walking around a badly put together Christmas market with cheap tat.
Oh,
but still, if I've got a mulled wine in hand, oh, I'm all for it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We all know how a Christmas carol begins, but you've never heard it like this.
Marley was dead to begin with. Dead as a f***ing doornail. Now, I don't know why a doornail. They've never had any life to begin with. But bottom line, Marley is dead.
A Christmas Carol, The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. Listen to the uncensored version, out now. Find it wherever you found this podcast or go to podfollow.com/Scrooge.
Bah, f- humbug.
question to you. What are you going to do for New Year? Are you going to go see the fireworks, or if there are any fireworks?
See, I've never been a massive New Year person, which is weird. I'm such a big Christmas person, but I'm never a huge New Year person, because I think New Year is always built up, and then it never lives up to expectations. So I always kind of just downplay it, and like, I'll see a few friends. I think this year will just be me and my girlfriend just in the flat, just seeing it in, because I think there's not too much to do this year, but B, it's just always is this, like last year we did a huge dinner party, and that was really nice that we genuinely, true story, we almost missed New Year last year.
Oh wow.
Because we were eating, we were drinking, we were chatting, we looked at our clocks and it was 11:45, and we all just went, oh well, at least we look now and not in 20 minutes time.
Goodness, that's amazing. You did a marathon? Like a Christmas marathon?
We basically, there was, I think last year there was about maybe 8 or 10 of us, and we did like a huge like 3-course meal and wine and cheese, and we were just chatting, and yeah, and then suddenly we were like, someone just went, does anyone know what the time is? And we're like, oh wow. Like, we genuinely got that close to just missing New Year entirely. Wow. We just looked at our clocks and gone, oh, turns out we're in 2020.
That is the best.
Happy New Year, people.
That's the best. Yeah, I remember last year I was in a karaoke bar and I wasn't allowed to sing because everybody else, I came too late and I wasn't allowed to sing my Madonna song. And I said, this is bad. This is bad. This is going to be a bad year, because if I don't sing my Madonna song, that's it, the world goes under. And there you go, because I didn't sing my my virgin, like a virgin. I always sing like a virgin, because obviously anyway, too much information, but yeah, so that's my song. Or Papa Don't Preach. And they said, no, you can't, no, there's a queue, the computer says no. And I said, no, but you don't understand, I have to sing that song for 2000.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think you understand what's going to happen to the world.
You don't know.
Little did they know. Little did they know. It's this everyone thought it was China's blame. It's this karaoke bar. That's what's to blame for the year that's been.
You know, blame it on the karaoke lady who sang all the songs anyway. She took over the mic, and it's like she made it into her own show, and that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong, especially if I'm there and I paid £20. No, it's just, when you don't get the mic, it's a big deal. Like, seriously, that is... for me, the party's over, really over. Anyway, I ended up dancing on the dance floor, and I felt like inadequate and second class, and citizen, and dancing with the rest of the normal people. And I thought, this is going to be, maybe this is good. Maybe I need to accept something in myself, that I might not be the most important person on this planet. And then you see, lo and behold, something happened. There you go. I spread the pandemic.
The lesson for this year is, wherever you are on New Year's, they had better let you sing Madonna.
Give her the mic. Give her the mic.
Let's stay on the track of music. Ooh. Are you a big Christmas music person?
Huge. Yeah. Huge. But I don't know.
What sort of stuff do you listen to?
Well, you can guess. What's the number one song that I will say? Like, you go on, guess. Number one Christmas song for me. You guess.
I reckon. Part of me wants to say Mariah, because you clearly, with Madonna, you like your female singers, so maybe it's Mariah Carey. But I'm gonna go with, I think that you're a classic.
Yes,
I'm gonna say something, probably a bit of, I'm gonna go Andy Williams. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Gosh, you're reaching far. It's very simple. Okay, so give it away. So he, in the lyrics, he has his heart broken and he remembers the previous year.
Oh, wham, Last Christmas.
Jesus Christ. It's the song. This is the only song that matters.
How did I not get that?
And my hair's standing up now.
Are there any kind of Christmas traditions? For someone who hosts all of these podcasts, I can't say the words Christmas traditions very easily at all. Are there any Christmas traditions that you normally do that you'd love to carry across to your perfect Christmas day?
Yes, I do like the game. What is it? I forgot everything. What is it called? It's not a movie. It sounds like... What is it called?
Drugs.
Yeah. When you imitate a movie thing, games around the fire. But the funniest is who am I? You know, when you those games where you write a name down and you stick it on your forehead. No, someone else sticks it on the forehead.
You're out, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That's so much fun because it can sometimes go on forever, really. I would love to learn to play cards, but I haven't got the attention span to go through, you know, it would take another hour or two and the game's over, basically, till I get it. But I like competitive games where you have to perform or you have to dress up, you know, that kind of stuff. That's my tradition. I love games.
Is there anything else that would make your Christmas the perfect Christmas day? Is there anything else that you're like, that's the thing we have to do, that's the thing we have to eat, that's the thing we have to drink? Is there anything else that you're like, right, that 100% has to be on the list? If I have to negotiate other things, fine, but that has to be on the list.
I said karaoke machine, games, food. Yeah, so food-wise, food, that's a big deal. So I think we should have different types of turkeys, and obviously the vegan one for vegans. Mm. And the vegetarian one for vegetarians, and gluten-free for gluten-frees. But I think we should, in terms of turkeys, we should have one sort of slightly more spicy version, like an Indian turkey, because I'm Iranian, my dad's Iranian. So I like spicy food, and I like exotic smells. I have no problem with the traditional turkey, smells great, fantastic, but you know, just adding some spice. Oranges, cinnamon, lemon, and then all the other spices that you can find around the globe and put it inside with stuff. So I think there should be one exotic sort of smell from one side and a traditional, you know, and then everybody can tuck in. Lots of variations for this year. Lots of variations.
Nice. I like that.
I know people have all these allergies. You know, in Planet Organic, it's a nightmare. There's people with so many allergies, gluten-free, dairy-free, wheat-free, sugar-free. It's going to be difficult when you have that many people around the, you know, the table with food intolerances. So it's got to be all the versions, all the options. So nobody's going to argue. Nobody's going to get up and fight or anything like that. And most important, the Christmas crackers. Christmas crackers. Yeah, full of them.
You've got to have them.
You got to have them, definitely. They're crap. I mean, they really are. It stinks afterwards. The food is impossible to taste after the smell of crackers. And the jokes are crap. So, but it's still the thing to do. It's important. And the hats. Another thing, everybody has to wear the hat. I don't want anybody to take that hat off this year. Everybody has to wear a hat. I don't care. You know, because you see...
Got to do it. It's your perfect Christmas. The rules.
Absolutely.
You've got to wear the hat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody needs to be dressed up. Everybody has to wear bling. I don't care if it's a guy. I don't care. It has to be glitz, glamour, and festive and great colors. And no gray nor black. I don't want to see that anymore. Finished. No marine, dark brown. Dark blue. No, that's not festive. Everybody has to come in glitz and glamour and colours.
Love it. I love it. Moni, I could talk to you all day.
Yeah.
But sadly, we only have so much time. So before we do run out of that time, let me ask you one very important question. For those who haven't heard it, can you explain Conversations with My Dog and why everyone should go and check out that podcast series right now?
I have no words for Conversations with My Dog because it's unique. It's never been done before. I think it hasn't been done before because it combines the two things, dogs and humans. It's the dog is not separate from the human. The human's not separate from the dog. It's just one big extension. It's one big organism. So this dog show is actually a show about humans, but it can also be a human show about dogs, if that makes any sense. So it merges the two things. And I think you don't have to be a dog lover and you don't have to like humans to listen to the show. It's just It's kind of all reverse psychology. It's seen through the eyes of a dog. If a dog could speak, he would run the show. Like Robbie would run the show, but I'm speaking for Robbie in a way. So it's very complex. It's kind of psychoanalytical, and I hope with the show that we really sink our teeth deeper into the person, the person that we interview, that we can find out a bit more about them and what is their background and why do they prefer cats to dogs, and what, you know, how does that relate in their daily lives, and maybe does it come from childhood or whatever. And then, of course, the most important thing is in the end is when the person has spoken, it should feel like they've been to therapy in a way, or psychoanalysis, or I don't know, and sort of feel completed and ready for a big kind of yoga sigh or breathing exercise. So we kind of round it up with a bit of dog yoga. Of course, it's not deadly serious, because it doesn't have to be. Therapy doesn't have to be serious, but it should be fun, but sometimes it is serious. You know, I just want it to be eclectic. I want everyone from the dog world, animal world involved in the show, anyone who loves animals or hates animals, and sink a little bit deeper into the relationship between human and dogs, or humans and animals. What is it? What is it that brings this love that we have? Why so much love? Why do we love them so much?
And for those who haven't heard it yet, we'll put a link to it in the description of this podcast. Marley, the only thing left me to say is have an amazing Christmas.
And you.
I hope you have the best time. I hope you have a great new year, and that you are able to sing Madonna so that we can see in 2021 the right way.
Oh my,
because clearly
God,
that karaoke lady is to blame for everything that's happened this year.
Yes, most definitely. Oh, Merry Christmas, Mark.
We all know how a Christmas carol begins, but you've never heard it like this. Marley was dead to begin with. Dead as a doornail. Now, I don't know why a doornail. They've never had any life to begin with. But bottom line, Marley is dead.
A Christmas Carol, the rude retelling, read by Brian Harvey. Listen to the uncensored version, out now. Find it wherever you found this podcast, or go to podfollow.com/Scrooge.
Bah, humbug.
Thanks for listening to episode of All I Want for Christmas. I'd love to know some of your Christmas traditions, so head to my socials on Instagram at Conversations with My Dog, and let me know what brings you joy during this festive season. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Robbie and I.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.